Hello, and welcome to the Parents as Learning Coaches edition of the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. Parents and caregivers play many different roles, at times even somewhat conflicting roles, as they support children's development. The pandemic has shown a light on the importance of parents supporting learners. In this podcast, I'll look to share my experiences as a teacher, educator, parent, grandparent, and continuous learner that can support your coaching efforts. The Thinking Brain and Body Movement. Joining us today is Dr. Gretchen Stewart, a parent, teacher, researcher, and the founder of an upcoming school called Smart Moves Academy, a school that will focus on the thinking brain and the moving body to maximize learning. Gretchen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me here today, Steve.
Can you start us off with what led you to the focus on founding a school like Smart Moves Academy?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I've thought a lot about this as I've gone on this journey, and it kind of distills all down to just one word, and that word is love. I have always had a love for children before I was a parent, probably owing to why I went into teaching elementary school as my career. I went on to become a teacher of teachers, so I have a love for educators, a love for education. I think education can do amazing things for a person in their life and our society. And then, you know, as I learned to be a parent and I had a son who struggled in school, I think it's just my love for him really caused me to just not give up on looking for ways to help him. And through that journey, I latched onto something great and decided to open the school.
So, Gretchen, I know that there's real purpose to the word moves being in the name of your school. So I'm wondering if you'd share with parents some of the connections between movement and learning.
Yeah, absolutely. When my son was little, about four, I really, you know, I would teach all day and I'd come home and I would be like, why is he struggling to do, you know, like things that come easily to other people? And I was talking about this with friends, and someone said to me, hey, you know, you should look into, you know, brain research. And I was like, what? And I started looking into a program called Brain Highways, actually, which is for parents. And I started learning about the brain, and I was just amazed at how movement, which is our first language, Steve, is movement. Before we can talk, we can move. And we see that in infants, newborn babies. And so I started to learn and put pieces together. And I started to kind of experiment with my son at home with these different approaches to movement. And I started understanding that our central nervous system, which is our brain and our spine together, that those things work together. And that when we move, we are creating pathways and responses in our brain. And then I learned that all of that is related to academic achievement and good mental health, and by the way, great physical health. So that's kind of been my journey in learning about how movement is connected to the brain.
And fair to say that some of us need more movement than others.
Yeah, absolutely. I say we all need more than we probably do.
Yeah.
But yes, absolutely.
I've always found in my work with parents a struggle in that I know how I learn best, and a tendency to try and assist my youngster by creating the environment for how I would learn best. So, you know, if I'm that seated at the desk kind of learner, and I have a child who's a lay on the floor kind of learner, it's difficult to make that connection.
Absolutely, Steve. You know, the great thing about that example is that there are things in life, you know, I think as parents, we all have this vision of our children when they're adults and they're successful in life. And we think about that. And yeah, you do have to be able to focus on something for a long time, no matter what you're doing. You do have to be able to be seated and quiet and in a, you know, there are times when we need to be able to do those things. But the awesome thing about being a parent and having a child who's not there yet is that by kind of leaning in to that movement or that different style that we're not used to, we can actually do things that make those things that we use in adult life in the society more possible and easier and more natural for maybe a student or a child who's not showing us that right now.
You know, I think it's going to be interesting. I think one of the outcomes of the quarantine and people working at home is going to be a discovery and an appreciation of people having more control over their work environment to create a way that works better, best for them. They were able to do that at home. So as you go back to the office, can we make modifications and adjustments for, I know just one that I heard is there's going to be an increase in people bringing their pets to work because they found out they could work better at home with their pet with them.
Yeah, more productive.
I know I've had the ones where the parent keeps taking the child back to the bedroom so that they can sit in a quiet space to work. And by the time the parent gets back to the kitchen counter, the child's back at the counter with a question and not making the connection that the child is actually more comfortable standing at the kitchen counter because of the family relationship. So people around, even though for others it would be noisy and distracting, is actually more comfortable for that particular learner.
Absolutely.
As a parent of two children with learning differences, what are some things that parents should know about maximizing learning opportunities for their children?
Well, I would say that, you know, we as parents, we look holistically. We're always thinking holistically. We're thinking about the best for my child academically, mental health-wise, physically. The great thing about movement as a catalyst for the best of all of those things is that A, you're hitting three things at once, which I love because efficiency. But B, movement is great because it can really be a family experience. And you can really take the things that you might already be doing and just ramping them up. I mean, generally, if you're a parent of a school-aged child or kid, could be an older kid, you're probably doing things with your kids. So doing more of those things that are made up of being outdoors, doing things as a family that are physical, like, I don't know, I live in Florida. So, you know, we go to the beach a lot, we paddleboard, we bought a kayak, we haven't used it yet, but that's going to be great. And I want to tell you why, because movements that cross the center of your body, so your right arm going over to your left shoulder, et cetera, they involve the two hemispheres of our brain. We call this crossing the midline. Those activities that cross the midline have been evidenced to have the most impact on brain development and brain optimization. So in kayaking, getting my sons, one with autism, one with Down syndrome, who both struggled in school, to use that paddle and to cross over both sides of their body with that paddle, while it just looks like an everyday activity, I'm really excited because I know what's happening there. And the same thing with a lot of other sports and a lot of games and a lot of just dancing, gymnastics. I have my kids involved in all kinds of movement, swimming, gymnastics, dancing. The more of that you can encourage and do with your kids, the better.
Thank you. Gretchen, would you share the best way that parents could contact you, perhaps learn more about your school and provide some specific questions that they might have that has a good chance that you could provide answers for?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, number one, please email me. I love to talk with parents and share our experiences and tell you what I've learned about movement in the brain. My email is gretchen@smartmovesacademy.org, all one word. And then we do, Steve, have a Facebook page, and it's Smart Moves Academy Tampa. And we post a lot of information, a lot of education about how movement impacts the brain for learning and mental health and well-being and physical well-being. And so we post just little shorts that are very educative and have examples of activities. And we have a lot of videos there as well.
Sounds like a great resource for parents. We'll be sure to put links to both of those into the lead into the podcast. Thank you, Gretchen. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you for listening. You can subscribe to Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud on iTunes and Podbean. And please remember to rate and review us on iTunes. I also want to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barkley, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barkleypd.com.